I would like to build on what has said so far about the thought of restoration. And I want to put out one caution. We heard a few times this morning a thought that sounded to me like, unless there is complete restoration, God is not able to use somebody. It has not been said that way. It only sounded to me like that. In Naomi's history, I believe God was working in her heart all these years. God was able to create conversation between her and at least Ruth that reached Ruth's heart. Ruth did not say, I want to go to the God of my husband. Her mother-in-law clearly said, you have been dealing kindly with my sons, or with the dead, and with me. So Naomi had a heart, an open heart, and an open eye for Ruth's attitude. God opened her eyes for that. God made her see that in Ruth there was a precious soul, and God allowed Naomi's witness, as weak as it was, and she was in the wrong place, and for a long time she was there, God allowed that already to prepare Ruth for his purpose. Now God used Ruth, as we heard, to encourage Naomi to continue to go on. That was all part of our loving Father's plan in Naomi's life, and we need to see that when we think about restoration nowadays, among believers. God loves the one who is on the wrong path. His son died for that believer who chose to, we use the word backslide, or started to love the world, or fell into whatever temptation. And we, with our hearts, should mirror that love of God for the one who is on a wrong path. And then we also should recognize that God has not completely refused to accept anything from such a one. God uses people in his ways. And he can use a weak witness. He can use a person who is sinful. He can even use a person whose heart is wrong. We see that in Jonah. Jonah's heart was so wrong in regards to revealing God's mercy. But God used him, and God revealed his mercy and saved so many in Nineveh. The same thing was true here in this very intimate story between Naomi and her daughter-in-law, Ruth. And now I would like to come to the next point in regards to the restoration. That is, what happened with the people of Israel? The very relatives and friends and former friends of Naomi in Bethlehem. We find here the word, and I noticed it only this morning, they were excited in verse 19. Are we excited when we see God is going after my brother, my sister, who is in some difficulty, maybe by their own fault? Each one here in Bethlehem had gone through the famine. Each one of them had realized the famine is here in Bethlehem because of our shortcomings before God. God judged Bethlehem with that famine not because of Elimelech only. It was because of others also there. So if we have that attitude that God wants to deal with us and wants to restore all of us, then we have a much more open heart to become excited when he finds a way to reach out and lead somebody like Naomi back. Naomi still has a very weak position there. I think she is bitter. Then when she uses the words here to her friends, don't call me Naomi in verse 20, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. Her eyes were still not as open as they would be later on, when her friends could tell her how God has blessed her through this daughter-in-law. But at this time, the people around her, and I think most of us here, we consider ourselves as the ones who have stayed in Bethlehem, but we need to learn from their attitude to become excited about restoration. Then we can be God's tools.